Vying for the Republican nomination, we've got current Ag Commissioner Sid Miller, known for a number of high-profile controversies and a bombastic social media persona. Up against him, Trey Blocker. He's a sixth-generation Texan with a family history of cattle ranching and an equally snarky online bravado. In the short time since last week's filing deadline, they've already thrown gentlemanly behavior out the window.
Looks like Democrat donor and low-level lobbyist Trey Blocker is running for Ag Commissioner. Welcome to the race.
That's Professor Mark Jones with Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy, reading one of Miller's tweets from last week. It continues,
hard to take him seriously when he claims his only ag experience is spending his weekends as a kid cleaning out horse stalls.
And from Blocker's Twitter feed,
Sid Miller voted for in-state tuition for illegal immigrants and wants Mexico's permission to build the wall. Sid is wrong. We don't need Mexico's permission. It's time to elect a true conservative.
Professor Jones says most Texas voters will remember this when they vote in the Republican primary.
And I think in part that's because many Texas voters don't know really what the Ag Commissioner does, and therefore you're going to see campaigns focus far more on errors or problems associated with one candidate or another, as opposed to, say, the candidate's policies related to the duties of the state's agricultural commissioner.
He's probably right. Most Texans aren't farmers and ranchers. Even those that are may not be aware of all the seemingly random things the state's Department of Agriculture does, like regulating the scales at the grocery store or providing consumer protections on gas pumps. Next time you fill up, see if you can find the sticker on the pump with the state seal and Sid Miller's signature. Trey Blocker says he'd get the Agriculture Commission out of that work. Miller says that's absurd.
We're just going to have a hard time doing that. Those are statutory functions. We have over 130 statutory functions that are, you know, mandated to us by the legislature that we perform those functions.
Since announcing his candidacy, Blocker also criticized Miller for raising fees on farmers and ranchers his first year in office.
Sid campaigned as a conservative, small government Republican, and he has proven himself to be a big government liberal in a lot of senses. He has raised fees on farmers, ranchers, and other small businesses in amounts that exceed 500%.
According to the state's auditor's office, in Miller's 3.5 years as Texas's agriculture commissioner, those fee increases led to a $700 million surplus for those programs. If elected or re-elected, both Blocker and Miller say they plan to return those extra funds to Texas farmers and ranchers. Another big issue for Texas's ag commissioner, commodity prices. Over the last several years, the prices of agricultural products has been unstable, leaving many farmers and ranchers uncertain if they'll be able to turn a profit. One way Miller says that he's worked to change that, finding international buyers.
I went to China and took some pecan growers with me. That commodity is making really, really good money. Also, while we were there, we got the talk started on getting U.S. beef into China again. There hadn't been any in 14 years.
That's something he'll campaign on. But most voters are more likely to associate him with things like calling Syrian refugees rattlesnakes on his Facebook page, or the Texas Rangers investigation into taxpayer-funded out-of-state trips, including Miller's visit to an Oklahoma doctor to receive a restorative concoction known only as the Jesus shot. On the quieter side of the ticket is Kim Olson, the Democratic nominee.
I truly believe the electorate is absolutely worn out from all of the negative things that are out there. But this gal is going to run for Texans. She's going to represent all Texans because at the end of the day, everybody eats.
Olson owns a farm near Mineral Wells and often boasts about her over 33,000 head of livestock there. Her 33,000 bees, that is. She's also a retired Air Force colonel and calls Texas's and the country's agricultural systems a national security issue.
When you have the capacity as a nation to feed your own country and then export food around the world, that makes you a powerhouse.
But despite Olson's more candid approach to politics, Professor Mark Jones knows where the action will be.
Definitely looks like we're going to have a divisive and vitriolic primary between Sid Miller and Trey Blocker.
After all, Texas has had a Republican agriculture commissioner since Rick Perry won the position in the pre-Twitter year of 1991. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.